Deadly Pursuit by T.V. Olson. Noah, Noah, thought Silas Pine as he halted his piebald mount on a rise and gazed down at the isolated village of Grafton. What am I going to tell you this time around? Pine really hadn't an idea under the sun. All of it had been said before, and his only son had bitterly rejected his advances. All the same, he was heading for Grafton. That was where Noah was, he had only lately learned, and that's where Silas Pine had to go, for one last try at reconciliation. Quit stalling, Pine told himself. It's got to be done, so might as well get ahead with it. He gigged his saddle horse, attached by a rope to his pack horse, and moved on down the slope. Neither animal was much to look at, but both were serviceable for Silas Pine's undemanding needs, as he wasn't ordinarily a horseman anyway. His legs were powerfully muscled from years of tramping the wild mountain places, following his trap lines. It was a solitary and active way of life for him, and only in recent years had it begun to pall. Pine supposed it was largely just the ordeal of hard living, and of course, from simple aging. He'd turn 50 this autumn. A man began to feel the aches in his joints and a need to slow down. That is what that army doctor had told him after listening to his heart with a wooden stethoscope. He could hear, that doctor had said, a fleeting pericardial rub on the surface of the left ventricle. This meant that Silas had experienced a heart attack. The doctor had attributed this to a fatty degeneration of the myocardium. In Silas's language, he had said, that meant one thing. He might die at any moment. He must avoid excessive physical and emotional...